Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So President Trump made a deal with Mexico to avoid tariffs, tariff increases, in exchange for stepped up immigration enforcement. To talk more about that, the executive director for the Center of Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
So how has Mexico done so far since that agreement?
Well, it's a little early to tell, but even before the agreement, Mexico has actually been more cooperative than you would have expected, because the president, relatively new president, is a left-wing populist firebrand type, but he, you know, he's a realistic guy. And actually, I think part of the reason Mexico is willing to work with us more than you would think is that they understand it's not even in their interest to have hundreds of thousands of Central Americans and Africans and Bangladeshis and who knows what else going through their country. That, you know, this is something that we have a common interest in clamping down on. The key thing that they agreed to isn't just doing a better job of stopping people down in the southern part of their country. In other words, to prevent them from getting into Mexico in the first place. The key thing is what's called the Remain in Mexico program, which started on a small scale before this agreement, but they've consented to having it work all the way across the border. And what that amounts to is people would still be able to apply for asylum in the U.S., but they would then be sent back across the border into Mexico to wait for their hearing, which might be a year or 2 years from now, which means they're not working in the U.S., they're not, their kids aren't in school, they're not putting down roots, they're not having children in the U.S., which is what's happening. And so that could be a real game changer in the sense that it's not that appealing to do this, you know, to try to game the system if we're just going to send you back to Tijuana where you have to wait until you're hearing when you're going to be turned down almost certainly.
So you mentioned that Remain in Mexico program. How do we get that implemented if that's what we're going to do?
Well, it's started on a small scale before this agreement, and what they're doing is they're ramping it up to more of the border. Originally, it was just in San Diego area, Tijuana and San Diego. They're now expanding it to more and more of the border, and it's just it's an administrative issue, really, and in other words, sort of paperwork and management on our part, and they are, in fact, expanding it. There was just a report over the weekend of a couple hundred people in El Paso who were sent back across to wait until, you know, basically given a court date and a phone number, and they're just going to have to wait in Mexico. Ideally, people shouldn't even be allowed to apply for asylum in the U.S. That's the goal in the long term, because at least if they pass through Mexico, because Mexico has signed the same U.N. treaty that we have on these refugee and asylum issues. They have an asylum office. They even have this really helpful video I found on their site about how to apply for asylum in Mexico. Well, if they pass through Mexico without applying for asylum and come to the U.S., they're obviously not really refugees, are they? Because they're trying to pick and choose which country they're going to rather than seeking refuge in the first safe country. So that's the long-term goal. We'll see if we can get there. The Remain in Mexico program is kind of a low-calorie version of that. But, you know, for now, half a loaf is better than none.
We're talking to Mark Krikorian, the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. So Mexico's immigration chief just resigned on the same day details of the agreement with the U.S. were released. I'm assuming that's not a coincidence?
No, it's not a coincidence. The head of Mexico's immigration agency, INM, it's called, with Spanish initials, is basically, you know, kind of in favor of open borders and people passing through Mexico in any numbers into the U.S., and the administration, the Mexican administration's willingness to get tough on immigration caused him to resign because, you know, look, they have the same kind of political disagreements and divisions that we do. And there are, you know, open borders, anti-law enforcement people in the Mexican government as well. And this guy was one of them. And he didn't like the fact that his government entered into this deal. And so he quit.
Mark, there are hundreds of thousands of Central Americans traipsing across Mexico. Are Mexicans angry about this immigration wave? And if not, why not?
Yeah, a lot of, especially in places where they're concentrating, they are. Because initially, when these caravans, you know, started to get in the news, the communities they were going through made a big deal of, you know, helping them out and providing water, and the churches got together and brought them sandwiches and all that sort of thing. And, you know, it's an admirable impulse to help other people. But it was premised on the idea that they're all going to leave the next day and that there was a one-time thing. Well, they did leave the next day in a lot of these communities, but then another caravan followed, and then another one, and then another one. And it's like, you can't keep that sort of thing up. And at the border communities with the U.S., like Tijuana, Juarez, these places in northern Mexico right over the border from the U.S., that's where a lot of these people are backing up. And the folks there really are starting to get ticked off. They don't want huge numbers of Central American illegal aliens are in their communities any more than we do. In fact, the mayor of Tijuana really was responding to public discontent. He had a red baseball cap made that said "Make Tijuana Great Again" and attended one of these rallies. So they're screaming bloody murder and demanding that their own federal government in Mexico City do something about this, and that's one of the reasons the Mexican administration has been more willing to work with us than you might have expected.
Great information, Mark. Much appreciated. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
That's the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, Mark Krikorian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.